This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and blind eyes attire.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Rachel Consultants are standing by. I'll take caller 9 now at 844-999. Ola, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a doorbell camera in Florida showed a man pooping in a stranger's driveway.
Mm-hmm. Gonna hear that story coming up in a moment.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Why the driveway?
Right?
Because you want to do it on the side of the road.
I know, but if you're in a neighborhood, there's got to be some place where you could duck, even if you can't find a bathroom. I think.
Even the driveway. In the middle of the road, let somebody run over and fling it everywhere. But in the driveway, man?
Thank God for cameras.
Right.
That's what I want to see.
A man in Iowa was arrested for breaking an umpire's wrist during an argument in his adult league softball game.
Oh, come on.
Slow pitch softball.
Here come the stories, man. First the brawl that happened, I forget where, and now this.
Yeah, Colorado was the brawl.
Right.
Where 7-year-olds were playing in a game where the umpire was 13.
Hey, look, man, as far as my kids, when they played athletics, I didn't really have this problem growing up. There were a lot of times where we had to wait to see if a referee was going to show up or an umpire is going to get there or if they could find a person to replace the person who was supposed to show up. There's good reason for that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is not an easy job for a 16-year-old kid, 17-year-old kid, or whatever the deal is.
No. Like, that one was bad enough, and then this idiot, the guy, you know what I mean? Like, you're in a slow-pitch softball league, right? Adult. So it's hard to find, like you're saying, anybody to do that job.
Right.
Right.
And then you push the guy over.
And that's why people don't want to do that.
They don't get paid a lot
job.
Of money either. No, they're not drinking beer while they're there. They're not having the fun of playing the game. Right. Like, come on, you know?
And maybe just treat it what it is. Just a game. Go out there and have fun. This isn't your living.
Maybe address what's really wrong in your life.
I've been going to batting cages every night.
Right. Well, you lost your shot. Doctors were able to save a 20-year-old man in Michigan who was electrocuted and clinically dead for 20 minutes.
That's what surprising. Makes you clinically dead as opposed to dead? You were just clinically dead if they bring you back, right?
Is it just that the heart stops?
Like, everything stopped.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're saying you're dead, I would not like, no, I still got a heartbeat. But I mean, like, you're only, I don't know, more asking.
I'm reading more and more.
You're only clinically dead if they bring you back to life.
Right? I have been reading more.
Because up until then, you were just dead.
Do you read the latest on the brain activity? They're saying now it's about 12 minutes.
Yeah, your brain is going, well, after everything else is done.
You're still there.
Because, see, they always monitor your heart, right? So what they did now, and we're not making, after all of these years of research, they started monitoring your brain. And it turns out, they're like, so they've called your time of death, but your heart stopped. And I understand that. But when they took the time to go, hey, I wonder what happens to the brain, they're like, oh, my God.
Not only that, but
it's still going.
It's firing on super cylinders. It's almost like your brain is as jacked up
as desperation
ever been
mode,
as far as what's going through your head.
I think I'm dead.
Yeah, that would be unreal.
Oh, my God, maybe I am. Am I dead? Guys, what's going on?
9 of the 15 most American-made vehicles from this year are from Honda or Toyota.
Yeah. Typically, if it's made in America, it's from a foreign company.
It's always been that way.
Yeah.
They just hire more Americans.
They do.
Mm-hmm. I think it's news for a lot of people, but it's been this way for a long, long time.
Yeah.
That's why those taxes with China won't get us anywhere.
Right.
Allstate just released a new report that has the cities with the worst drivers in the country.
Ooh.
Fort Lauderdale.
Ooh, Seattle.
Thrill says Fort Lauderdale. Ted, any guesses on the list?
I'll say Boston, Massachusetts.
Not bad guesses at all, gentlemen.
And you're not working on it.
Pizza Hut is going to start using its classic logo again interchangeably with its newer logo.
I don't remember what the old logo looked like.
Thank God. Thank you, Pizza Hut.
That'll change everything.
That's what we really cared about.
Yeah, I'd order for Pizza Hut, but I don't like the new logo.
Not your tray of brownies that I might order instead.
They send the employees out every Wednesday night to change it for Throwback Thursday, and then they jump back up there at night.
Well, they should throw back those prices then.
Yeah.
They're trying to get people nostalgic about Pizza Hut. They're like, hey, right? But Domino's of lately, and like I say every time, Domino's is ubiquitous wherever you go in the world.
Sure.
But Domino's is just everywhere. Like, I just don't think there's as many Pizza Huts.
Bring back the Piazza.
What?
Which one was that?
That was the one that looked like a giant calzone, kind of, but it was just like
I thought that
pizza.
Was the Pizzone.
Was that the Pizzone?
It looked like a calzone.
The Piazza was like a big pizza that had crust on top, too.
Okay.
It was like a casserole.
Ted, do you remember?
I do, but I've also heard this conversation 20 times in the office.
What? You like the Piazza?
No, but like the Pizzone is the Cazone looking thing, and that is a pizza with a top on it. It's like a stuffed pizza.
So the Piazza is a stuffed pizza.
All right.
Also, like, I think Pizza Hut should just bang on the fact that they deliver delicious chicken wings.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, that's a good looking pizza. All right.
It is a good looking pizza. You're going to a lot of different stuff, too.
Right here, look at
this. Okay.
And they have the best breadsticks.
Scientists say we may evolve some awful features because of how we use phones, including hunchbacks, clawed hands, and a second set of eyelids.
They're under the assumption that we're going to still be using phones by the time that happens. Right? You think about how much technology changed. I don't think you're going to have a phone in your hand.
So, second set of eyelids. That means two set of eyelashes?
No, just the eyelids.
Yeah, just the lids.
Dreamy.
Did you want two sets? Are you disappointed?
I was saying ashes are kind of sexy on women. So, I mean, if they're batting them at you and now there's four. Like,
I think there's one where they're too thick. Like, man, you got a whole lot of eyelash going on.
Yeah, right?
Just blink the first set.
Are those extensions or fillers?
Do you care if they're held on by masking tape?
No. Just keep them on.
Yeah. A new study found that all the junk food we eat could be doing irreversible damage to men's fertility by the time they turn 18.
18, huh?
Yes.
Good luck telling a teenager not to go through a drive-thru.
Yeah, right.
Right.
I'm sorry. And this is nothing against any parents. It's just like teenagers want to eat junk food.
And we've all been eating junk food. I mean, so them tell, like, hey, we all made it. The junk food is still there.
You ever been bummed out about being in the drive-thru line? Oh, I can't believe I'm here. This sucks. Or, give me a...
Right.
I have a buddy. His wife cooks for his kids all the time. So they started using, like, Uber Eats or something.
All right.
That's all they get. Like, Denny's. Like, they just stuff they never ate because they were eating at home. They're obsessed with it.
An animal sanctuary in Florida is now offering yoga you can do with lions and tigers.
Dude, it's stupid.
It is stupid.
Like we said, if nothing else, yoga is supposed to relax you. And look, I cannot speak for everyone. I just don't know that I would be terribly relaxed around lions and tigers.
No.
Really?
Because they just, even when they purr, man, it sounds like they're growling at you.
That's not a purr.
I know.
That's a stomach rumbling. Ooh, look at all that relaxed food out there.
Oh, goodness. Chick-fil-A was just named the most popular chain in America for the fourth year in a row.
Okay.
People like the chicken.
They do, man. They flock to it.
Pun intended.
No, but I'm glad I made it.
They got a new Chick-fil-A opening in town, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to get there at like 5 o'clock in the morning or something if you want to get in line against. So I'm saying that I hope you're hungry for breakfast because it's going to be early.
They know how to fill a restaurant. kill me. The most expensive home for sale in the entire country right now is a mansion in Bel Air, California, which was the house featured on the Beverly Hillbillies.
With a cement pond included.
Oh.
It just dropped in price from $245 million to a much more affordable $195
million. Oh, I'm in. All right.
I will give them this, man. When they filmed that movie, or they filmed that TV show, they honest to God, found the biggest, most lavish house in all of Hollywood.
Right.
And that's the one they filmed it with, and it still is. I mean, granted, they're more modern, but as far as the value of a property, the land, and everything else.
Yeah, that's the thing. Those houses in Beverly Hills have like an acre or something. Like, I don't care how rich you are, you just can't find that land.
Right.
And everybody that lives there is already wealthy. So good luck trying to be like, I'll give you this much for it.
I'll live by Merv Griffin.
27%
of us. I'll throw in some Polynesian sauce.
27% of us regularly zone out behind the wheel, according to a new survey.
That's not comforting.
The top things that cause it are having a lot on your mind, being tired, and driving the same stretch of road all the time.
So in other words, driving to or from work.
Right. Commuters.
Sorry, I'm guilty. I'm guilty. I think about things that I plan to do in here. I think about things I plan to do at home.
Well, of course you do.
How can you not?
Exactly.
It's the same route. Works on your brain. I mean, like,
go till you see brake lights. You're good.
I'm just saying it happens. We don't have to embrace it, Mike.
A man in upstate New York was upset last week that someone had parked in front of his house and was on his lawn a little bit, so he used his demolition derby car to smash that car.
That'll serve him for parking in front of my house.
He was arrested for felony criminal mischief.
Yeah, you think he got an anger problem?
A substitute teacher in Texas was fired because of her conduct on campus.
What was that?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrill Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Patrick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Patrick, you understand how this here game is played.
I do.
Fantastic. Here's your story. Let's go to North Lauderdale, Florida, where a homeowner was shocked after a man was caught on video defecating on his driveway, then leaving the mess and the shirt he used to clean himself up behind. The homeowner, one Wilton Thomas, he was at work. His Ring camera captured a green car pulled into his driveway. And in the video, the driver opened the door, took off his shirt, and stooped down to relieve himself. So Thomas says when he got home, it was too late to take care of the mess right away. So he waited until Sunday morning. He says, quote, I went in the hot sun, scraped it up, poured it in a bag, I poured bleach, and then I hosed and watched the whole thing off. Now, he says he's ready to put the situation behind him, but he does want an apology from the person responsible. He says, quote, now I can say, man, you know what? I had an emergency. I had nowhere to go. And this is where I had to do it. And this is what I had to do. And he says that all will be forgiven. But in the meantime, he's just wondering who it is pooped in his driveway. But do you believe that the pooper is black, white, Mexi, or Jew?
I guess like, well, Ted, what do you think?
I think, first of all, no offense, Thrill, but I've heard the audio of that guy talking about it, and his accent's great.
He should have pooped next to the coconut tree.
Is he a Jamaican?
Yeah, he's like Jamaican or by hot Bahamian.
And he's just annoyed.
And he's just annoyed. He's a nice guy. So I have a feeling what he looks like, so I'm just going to go the opposite and say the pooper was white.
Yeah, I think, like, so, I mean, it could be anyone. When you, like you said, we have mercy and mercy.
Yeah, when you got to go, yeah. You got to go.
And it's Florida. So Florida's going to mix of everybody.
I'm just going to say, because of the past callers who talk about when I'm logging, I use my shirt to wipe my mess and cut off sleeves and stuff. So they're usually white, so I'll just say white, too, I guess.
All right, Patrick, white final answer?
Final answer.
Okay, we're going to find out if he's black, white, Mexican, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, we got a Florida and a homeowner who's shocked to see on video camera there, surveillance of his house, that a guy pulled into his driveway, opened his door.
Yes.
Immediately just squatted down, did his business. Ripped off a piece of his shirt.
I think it was the whole shirt.
The shirt?
He did not take a piece. He used the entire shirt.
And I can't figure out why this guy took 2 days to clean the mess up, but the man only wants an apology from the guy who did that in his driveway.
Apologize to the coconut tree. But the thing was, Patrick, we asked you, did you believe that the man who defecated, not the homeowner, but the defecator in question, was he black, white, Mexican, or Jew? And I like how you sorted it out. You said, look, man, I've listened to your show before. The conversations come up. And one of the things, it seems to you, and your memory serves, a lot of the white guys who calls, the loggers, were like, hey, man, look, the situation happened. You cut a sleeve off. Then you take a pocket off, et cetera, et cetera. And so you guessed white.
Right.
You are correct.
I never thought about taking the pocket off.
You remember talking to the loggers?
Yeah.
And they said, man, I want to say they actually started with the pocket first because you want to keep your sleeves. Then the sleeves, then you would cut it up to like a half shirt, and at that point, you just went shirt.
Now you got a tank top
but
on.
It was off. Amazing to hear. They're like, oh, man, your shirt buys you like 5 trips to the bathroom.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time at 10.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Do you guys know the hottest sensation in mascotting in the United States in the last year?
Mascotting?
Yeah. The guy from the Phillies, I guess.
New Gritty?
Yeah, Gritty.
Gritty is from Philadelphia, but he is the mascot for the Flyers. The
my bad,
team.
Flyers, yeah.
There's, of course, the famous Philadelphia...
Fanatic.
Freak. Fanatic. He's fanatic, the Phillies guy.
Yep. They've got good mascots in Philly. I think that the new guy is taking over the Fanatic.
Right, so Gritty, if you don't remember, he looks like he's on some type of illicit drug.
He looks like something that you would describe as gritty.
Right, it's things of nightmares, right? But Gritty's taking Philly by storms. This is a nice story. We'll go to Fox 29 in Philadelphia.
Oh, it is Gritty. Miles guessed right. All right.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
There's a kid that has a disease, so he needs prosthetic legs. So his prosthetic leg is already going to be wrapped in a Gritty, like, wrap. Like the mascot. Not just like a hard one.
No. I mean, like fuzzy, like his leg, or
no. Like it has pictures of Gritty on there.
Okay,
he's a small kid. He likes sports, so he likes all the mascots. So what you're about to listen to is they surprise him with Gritty in the room. Now you need to know that Gritty does not talk. He just makes odd noises, and this kid is just in shock that Gritty is there.
Look at how cool this new prosthetic leg is. Do you love it?
Yeah.
Watch this. Ready, go.
Thank you.
Kane, how cool was that?
Pretty cool.
Did you know that was going to happen?
That's pretty.
Is this your favorite guy? You don't know what to say at this point.
Surprise.
Super surprise, right? How cool is this?
Awesome.
Can you tell Gritty why you decided on Gritty this time?
Because you're my favorite mascot.
Aww. A hug?
He makes dolphin noises? That's him.
That's what I'm saying. All those noises are Gritty.
So that whole time, that was Gritty.
You got to go to the Men's Room Facebook page and watch the video. Because the video, what you see, like he just, you know, like they do that weird mascot thing where they bounce around their dry belly. Yeah. And then like if you hug him, your hips are good call. If you hug him, he makes noises. Like, honestly, like if I was at a party and it's like the after party and Gritty showed up, I'd be like, we got to get out of here. Mm-hmm. Like things are taking a turn. And kids, a kid at Caden's age, generally you're scared of Santa Claus.
Right.
So it's just amazing. Gritty walks in. It's just like he has seen the biggest star in the world.
My man Gritty.
And he's not that attractive.
Yeah, Gritty's not cute.
That's what I'm saying.
They make it look like you.
Yeah, they make him look
like
scary.
Oscar the Grouch.
Here's the question. Is it possible to make an Easter bunny that does not terrify children? Right?
Like, no.
Some kids are scared of Santa, but some kids aren't.
Oh, my God.
Right? It's just that easy, okay?
The one that's behind the president when he does that Easter thing, the White House bunny is terrifying.
It is.
No, but they all are.
I've never seen...
They don't close their eyes.
You think that's what it is, man?
Because they just have those giant wide eyes, and you know, I don't... Sorry. The Easter bunny is a great bunny, I'm sure. But the ones in the mall look like they're dead behind the eyes.
Yeah, man.
Why are bunnies in the mall?
And how do you make a bunny scared? Bunny. Right, it's like the Santa Claus, right? The other one,
stepping
into
Santa Claus's turf. There,
Santa's off, bro.
Those are the two.
It's springtime,
right?
But they're not the two big ones because the kids are terrified. Like Santa Claus understands that some kids will be scared of him, but that's just a smart kid who might be scared of strangers, right? I know you're Santa, but hey, man, I hang up mom.
Or they hate
it.
The old.
I get it. Or elderly people smell bad. We can all agree on that, but whatever it is. But a bunny to anyone is cute until you make an Easter bunny, and then it seems like 100% of kids are like, I don't want anything to do. Kids are less scared on Halloween if you're dressed like a zombie, right? They're like, hey, good outfit. You dress like the Easter bunny, they scream.
You want to hear a weird regret I have about the Easter bunny?
I don't have any regrets about the Easter bunny, so it's got to be weird.
When it was like my second eighth grade year, we were down the hall helping out the smaller children.
Call it eighth grade 2.0.
Yeah. And we're putting out candy. We said the Easter bunny had been here. One small child said, what'd he look like? And I said, he's wearing a yellow suit. And to this day, I never added the words of fur. Still feel bad about that.
Okay. I think that kid will be all right.
Unless he thinks the Easter bunny's walking around in a yellow zoot suit.
He's going to get a picture of Noah or like Jesus at Passover. Yeah. Pick your guy.
Or maybe 4th of July, right? put old Uncle Sam in the mall.
Sure.
Take a picture with
him.
That's
what I mean. Everything.
That's true. And I feel like 4th of July is clearly the number two holiday after Christmas now. Ah! Maybe
Thanksgiving?
Halloween. Yeah, Thanksgiving's big.
No, Thanksgiving's
I'm going to stop now.
It's
yeah.
my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Thanksgiving, they don't get in your face. All right? So,
it's easy.
Christmas, you will hear about starting in September. 4th of July, we've been hearing about God knows how long. But, like, with Thanksgiving, it's like, look, you're not going out. So, there's nothing for us to say to you. Maybe join us Black Friday. But they don't say anything about, like, there's football and you're eating dinner. We know damn well you're not going to the store. So, frankly, as advertisers, we don't care about you on this day. Right? Yeah. Have fun with your family.
Yeah, eat a pie.
July 4th, like, buy a car, look at fireworks. Right? Is that always the thing? It always goes, like, Memorial Day mattress sale. I'm like, that's how we celebrate Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Take a nap.
Right.
Jeopardy James, we all know him as a professional poker player. So now that he made his debut at the World Series of Poker. Some people are saying he didn't do well, it was a bust, because he finished in 454th place.
Well, okay. I mean,
but he's still in the top third. There was 1,800 entrants.
Oh, geez.
All right. You got to... Basically, he walked away with nothing because he got a little money, but it's $1,500 to get in. He played semi-pro poker online in the early 2000s, but moved on to sports betting. And then, of course, he got $2.5 million before taxes from Jeopardy.
$2.5 million bucks.
Yeah, but he's a gambler, so that won't last long.
Well, it depends.
Yeah, but he's a professional gambler. Like, I have a buddy that's what he does. He plays cards for a living. And it's like, he's a gambler. They gamble on everything. But
probably put a percentage of your money away. I mean,
right. They're not like,
if that's your job.
It's not like the guy that we think about that's just a bad at sports betting.
That's a degenerative gambler.
Yeah. Like, if you make a profession out of it, like, you must keep something.
You can make a profession out of anything. Right. If that's how you pay your bills, I would assume you set aside whatever you need to cover your stuff.
Dude, did you not watch Rounders?
Need to go make rent tonight.
You could be a grinder to stay out there for years.
That's the life I want.
I'm just saying it like that, like, as if Rounders is on everybody's top of mind every day.
Left there with Lana Turner.
All right, Trevor Noah, kind of interesting. He hosts a late night show, but he was on with Jimmy Fallon. Like most talk show hosts, they do good impressions. So they had a little game. So what would you like to hear first? His impression of President Trump smoking weed for the first time, or his impression of President Obama giving the sex talk?
Ooh, that's a tough, tough decision there.
Uh-huh.
Either way.
All right, let's listen to Trump smoking weed for the first time.
Wow! So amazing! So amazing, I can feel it.
Oh my God.
Hitting me!
Oh my God.
In all different places. So many places! There's two of us right now. You're looking at yourself right now.
Oh my God!
It's a pleasure to meet you. It's like I'm here!
It's a pleasure, it's like I'm there, but I'm here as well.
Oh my God!
Oh, it's an unbelievable thing.
This is so crazy.
Let's make splits big again.
So
that's
amazing.
What I'm saying.
Make weed great
make
again.
Weed great
make
again.
Everything great again.
All right. So now, before you listen to him now he's going to do President Obama doing the sex talk. But keep in mind, I've heard Trevor Noah do interviews, and he says Obama, like, we kind of make fun of his pacing, but he said Obama's almost hard to interview because he's very conscious of his pacing, not only to give as a good oracle, the talker, but also
orator.
Orator.
Oracle. I am the magic Obama. I'm going to put a curse on everybody here.
I said I got it in there.
You summon me from a cauldron.
But also it gives him a break to think of what he's going to say next.
Okay.
This isn't going to be easy, but progress really is. So listen up. When a man loves a woman, sometimes he wants to stimulate her economy. Now, let me be clear. I'm talking about consensual sex. It's completely natural and fun.
Thank you, Dad. If you have sons, the dad's got to give the talk, right?
Yeah, I would, sure.
And if it's daughters, the mom gives the talk?
I would talk to my daughter and be like, every guy wants to sleep with you. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It does not matter what else they say. They have one goal in mind, period, always and forever. That's the talk. I hope he wears a condom.
I guess parents have that conversation.
The son, it's like, I know you want to have sex with every single thing that walks. A, you won't. B, try not to. Wrap that thing up.
I'm not saying that you should not have a sex conversation. I'm just saying that with the availability of information now, it is a little bit different than when we grew up. As far as your ability to maybe learn something with Google or anything, like if you want to know about something.
Yeah, but what would you Google? Think about, look, I don't care who you are, what information is available. At a certain age, I don't know that you would know what to Google, all right? So the terms that they will hear early on.
Sex.
When they Google it. Well, sex is sex. Well, they don't care about sex. It's whatever your slang term is for it. I think that's the different road, man.
Maybe so.
Yeah, or different terms for different things.
But, I mean, we had the opportunity. We had encyclopedias in our house, right? If I wanted to look it up, I could have looked it up.
Some rich people did.
But guess what? I never looked it up. And it turns out it didn't really matter for a while.
Yeah, I mean, I went to an all-guys school, so, I mean, we were throwing around false information for years.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I don't think that will ever change.
Yeah. And there was maybe two guys that knew something. Everybody else was like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I don't have a talk, man. I've been having sex since I was like 12.
Yeah, you know me, man.
Yeah. Yeah, like 12, huh? Didn't your voice just change last year? Yeah.
Yeah, she liked a man with a high voice. What do you want me to tell you? Leave me alone.
Right. Speaking of voices, there's a website you can pay for to get personalized videos from celebrities. Well, there's a ton of them. Some of them are kind of expensive. Some of them are not. How about Caitlyn?
Jenner. Yeah.
Miles, you know this. Throw how much you think that cost you.
$1,500.
$2,500.
What do you think? It's like 30 seconds?
Yeah, that's the most expensive one. The website's called Cameo. There's some people that charge $500 range.
What do you got for $500?
You get Brett Favre.
Okay.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Hollywood's own Billy Zane.
Mm-hmm. Billy Zane?
Wesley Snipes.
I need the money.
Snoop D-O-double-G.
Oh, nice. Okay, I do Snoop.
For $350, you can get the crazies. Charlie Sheen or Gary Busey.
I would do that with GPS.
That would Put their voice on it?
Yeah, because, I mean, I think about...
Whose voice would you pick?
Gilbert Godfrey? Didn't back in the day Ozzy do it for a while?
Ozzy did it for a while.
There was
sure.
A couple of different celebrities that lent their voice to that. So if you... Whatever it was, maybe a Garmin or whatever it was that you bought.
I also like some of them used to be able to... you could just change the voice.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, not
to make it Australian or to make it a
Or Jamaican
female.
Or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I have met a lot of women who changed it to the Australian accent.
Take a ride, dear man.
That character, I'm like, hey, oh, I
you
understand.
You want to take a ride on Jefferson. Get in the right lane.
I guess the cheapest one is a soccer player named Lee Tuck. You could have him for $7.
$7?
He plays on the men's and the women's team, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't even know who that guy is.
That's right, $7. I still don't want to give him $7. I don't even know you to give you $7.
Just goes with a tuck.
I mean, for $7, sorry. There's something a bit better you could buy. I mean, unless he's your favorite soccer player. But, yeah, I can't imagine spending $7 to get a voice message from somebody.
Oh, I got another one coming in. I got to step out for a minute.
Hang on. I'm doing my voice hustle, you know.
Get my Lincoln and two Washingtons out of this deal.
I will say this for
dead
a while.
Presidents, am I right?
$7 Renos.
They represent me. I used to have we used to think we had Snoop Dogg's phone number. Because you called it, and it went to voicemail, and it was like, hey, it's Snoop. But, like, it never picked up. And we contended for years we had Snoop Dogg's actual phone number. Because it had been, like, it was like one of those college things. Like, it had been, when I was living in Baltimore, like, oh, I got this from a senior that, like, Snoop was here playing a show at Hopkins. So, like.
Just gave me his number.
Yeah.
Because he wants me to bother him.
It charges you 50 cents.
Right.
Now, see, that's a good gimmick.
Right.
If you said, hey, you can call, and it's just somebody's voicemail, I would. So see, I think that one's stupid. But like, oh, I pay a bunch of money all the time. You're like, yeah, I know Snoop. Let's call him.
For $1, you can leave a message for Kim Kardashian.
Right. No, full well, she'll never listen.
Oh, man. Right, exactly. Like, you'd make a killing.
You can leave a very special message for Kim. Just call this number.
Well, I mean, isn't that social media? You can leave a message for people if you want to. Tag them. They'll see it.
Yeah, that's true. Why even call?
Email
at Kim. Yeah.
We tell you to email us if it's your birthday.
I want them to hear the anger in my voice, not just the heat in my tweet. So ratings from us.
Wow, man.
The heat in your tweet.
Yeah.
I feel like
I got tweet heat.
Well, you see my Twitter. It's full of angry stuff. Like, what's better, melon or berries?
It's crazy.
So ratings from last week. America's Got Talent. They get in there. 60 Minutes. America loves 60 Minutes. It's always, and frankly...
Oh, you really need to wrap this up, dude. You have no idea what's going on earlier. Do you have any idea about this?
I went into Jason's office earlier, and there was remnants of it, and it was pretty bad.
I mean, it's bad. Matter of fact, I'm not even going to open my mouth.
I farted in Jason's office earlier, and he just said, I'm sad now.
You got to finish this.
Yeah, I went by his office earlier, and I was like, I'm not staying in here. I'm leaving. And he goes, I have to live here. And I was like, yeah, well, I have to in about half an hour.
You walked by just as I was farting, too.
Oh, man. Like,
I did. I knew you did that. It's rare to see you do it in person.
We need to wrap this segment up here.
We got to get there. Hang on.
Take your time.
I know, but time needs to move faster. I don't know why.
Marinade in the goodness.
We need time to move faster here. We need to go forward in time.
I was going
to
say, I think a lot of the ratings in the summertime, remember, like the NBA playoffs are over, NHL is done. So you have baseball on, but baseball, until you get to the World Series or something, like
nobody's
watching it. Right, and baseball.
College baseball kind of now, but.
College World Series, but those are such kind of niche things. Like college World Series.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like a McDonald's hamburger with extra onions.
All day. All day.
Oh, those dry, dehydrated onions they put on. Yeah. It's like you put the moisture into the dehydrated onion.
Let me hydrate those.
Yesterday, I told you Nat Geo Shark Fest is 3 weeks.
Yes.
And Discovery only has a week. But Discovery has the star power. Oh, Rob Riggle, Anthony Anderson, Adam Devine, Joe McHale, and Damon Wayans Jr.
For Shark Week? God.
They're all doing shows for Shark Week.
Oh. But, I mean, do you care that any of the. Like, I just want to see Shark Carnage.
Last year, they had Shaq and Sharks.
God, that's bad.
Right. Again, that doesn't help.
How many people told you that you need to go to a doctor today?
Oh, everyone who smokes.
Seriously, every single individual.
Yes.
Did you think about scheduling an appointment?
Of course not.
Okay. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah.
No still to come, Mike's got your headlines coming up here in minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. 3-year-old girl gets stuck inside a claw machine while trying to reach a Pikachu doll. Meanwhile, a guy on a stolen dirt bike tries to pop a wheelie in front of a cop, and then he slips, and he falls. Pennsylvania woman looks on patio to find a giant king cobra just hanging out. Texas substitute teacher fired after making video in school of her gutting a trout. And Florida woman breaks into girlfriend's home and beats her with a lava lamp. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, top story. We go to Texas, where a substitute teacher was fired from her position because of her conduct on campus. No children were involved in the incident, but police got a tip that she was producing pornography in some of the classrooms and workrooms inside the school.
Hey, come on.
You know what? When opportunity knocks.
I got a perfect place to shoot.
You do. No charges have been filed, but she could face trespassing and lewdness charges.
Yeah, I think she's in a bit of trouble.
Yeah, she is.
Real-life teacher gets in trouble.
Sorry. Cops bust in mid-coitus.
Yeah, right? She has to tame two officers.
I can't say that she doesn't have a bad spot that she was thinking, you know, during
the Y5.
Oh, no.
Mike, are you talking about the bad spot?
You don't even know what you were talking about there.
I know.
In other news, in Allentown, a biker learned the hard way that pride can be painful. He was one of a few dirt bike riders that were riding in and out of an alleyway while when police were called. One of the other riders jumped off of his bike and took off on foot, but our hero waited for police to arrive and then decided to taunt him by riding multiple times and pulling off multiple stunts and even flipped the bird a couple of times. But it wasn't until his last pass where he popped a wheelie that he wiped out and was caught by officers.
He was caught. I thought he took off running.
He did. So here's what he did is he's coming by what was his last time at this point, but he popped a wheelie and he's going towards the end. By then, another cruiser pulls in at the end of the alleyway. He veers off. He runs himself into a fence, flies over the bars, and as you said, took off on foot.
East Coast cities are the minor league of motocross racing.
You think trials racing.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
It's about 12 o'clock. Boys.
Yeah, exactly.
They did run and track them down. What? Just everybody out there in those East Coast cities is doing nothing but
a ton of their bikes.
Did you not see Creed?
Yeah.
Right. So,
like at Baltimore on Sundays, that's what people do. There's literally a documentary called The 12
Four-wheelers.
O'clock. You got to get it to 12 o'clock.
So, no, it used to be. So, with Rocky, he's training for the fight. He runs down the street. A bunch of kids come running after.
Right.
They do Creed, update it. He goes running down the street, and all his 12 o'clock boys come flying out, man, doing their stunts and everything else. That's kind of what it is like to live there.
It is the perfect getaway vehicle, not going to lie. Anyway.
No license necessary.
If you don't pop a wheelie and hit a fence.
Correct. As long as you're not stupid.
Right. Plus, let's be honest. I know it's dangerous and people shouldn't do it, but I've been on the highway and somebody pops a wheelie and it's like, that's awesome.
So cool.
That's so cool.
I wish I could do that.
I get
but
girls.
Again,
he's attempted that multiple times in a non-dangerous situation. Still, again, like you said, don't ever do that, guys. Let's go to China where a mischievous girl, young girl needed assistance. The 3-year-old girl was freed. What in the world? How did I do this? Anyway.
Are you making stuff up?
There it is. No, I made a typo here.
Where's the 3-year-old girl was going, Mike? I'm scared.
Was filmed after she had managed to get her
son. Oh, this is a girl in the claw machine.
Yeah, she managed to get herself stuck trying to get a Pikachu doll out of a claw machine. Police tried to keep her calm as workers got the keys to let her out. Thing is, you know, it said that police tried to calm her while employees got there. She's crying because the police are there. She doesn't care that she's trapped in there. She doesn't want to get in.
She's trapped in a place she wants to be. I'm surrounded by toys.
Exactly. But now that the cops are there, she's in trouble. So now she's crying.
Because she can't figure out her way back out.
Right.
If you can crawl into it as a kid, though, you do it.
I would
she's
do it now.
She's crying because the cops are there.
She is, man. That's what I would do. I don't want to get in trouble.
5-0's here, man.
Main thing is you always got to keep your hands in front of you. You know, crawling in a tight space, keep the hands in front, or you're absolutely screwed.
Well, we were talking about earlier. As long as your parents don't find out, you'll get away with anything.
Right. That is completely her position. Don't tell my parents.
Exactly. A woman down south decided she had a bone to pick with her ex-girlfriend and took things way too far. She broke into her ex's home at 3 in the morning, snuck up to her bedroom where she was sleeping, and assaulted her with a lava lamp.
Isn't that the whole basis, like the counterculture thing? Isn't that the whole idea of nonviolence? So initially the lava lamp was more of a peace, man.
Hippies, man.
Sure. Kind of thing, and now you're beating someone over the head with it. It's kind of like burning someone with incense.
Relax.
While I kill you, man.
Like, I'm going to burn you with incense till you die.
You got
to
die, dude.
Slip into sweet unconsciousness, man.
Oh, man, I'm going to kill you with incense, bro.
Essential oils.
Don't worry, I do yoga with tigers. I poisoned you with 100% organic tofu, bro.
That healthiest poison you've ever put in your body.
And honestly, God,
you're going to die, but you won't be fat, man.
Hopefully that oil isn't hot, because I don't know how hot it tastes to get a lava lamp hot so the oil does its thing, but I guarantee it's hotter than room temperature.
It's still liquid wax.
Well, at the moment you're assaulting someone with a lava lamp, I'm sorry if it burns.
Well, I mean, if it breaks.
I just meant to break the glass over your head. Yeah. I apologize for any burns.
The attack left a gash on her head that was bad enough to need several stitches. The woman was arrested on a handful of charges in order to have no contact with the victim.
Lava gash.
Yes.
How'd you get that gash in there? I got hit with a lava lamp.
I'm lava gash. I don't know about that one. See, I know I'm looking at a lava gash.
Let's go to lovely Tacoma, where a few idiots are getting into the spirit. Never mind. That's it for your headline for that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for Big Dummy. The head chef is back. Tense meat and potatoes. No way, Sherlock. And we will drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this match. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.